Mobile. Okay, you still out there mobile and Daniel? Towards the shop.
We're loading out too.
So far today you've been pretty slow.
I done a good part of the day at the shop getting an airbag replaced on the truck.
What's your air leak this morning?
Was, and got me a load of crusher run delivered, and now going to go run logs to the sawmill.
You going to?
Not sure yet. Sawmills?
No, I don't, unless they call me to come in. I spend most of my time at automotive repair shops.
I understand that. Right now I am by Sphinx, between Berea and Pickens on 183.
I think I know where you're at there, where you cross the White Horse.
Not the White Horse. The one you're thinking of, White Horse Road at 183. 25 and 183 is a few miles down.
I'm over here on Points of Highway right now.
Okay. That's pretty interesting. I used to work down there at Green Cove.
I thought you did. I never seen you over there, though. I got a shop right next door.
I've seen the Matco truck over there numerous times, but it wasn't you that was in it.
Nobody else is allowed to come in this territory.
Odd. Huh. And that was. That's strange.
But you may have seen my old truck that got hit totaled last year.
I'm not a Peterbilt, I know that much.
No, it was a Freightliner. A lady ran a stop sign last November and hit me right in the side and totaled the truck.
Well, the Budweiser guy had an interesting thing happen to him. He used to work for Greenco, then he went to Budweiser. He was down there delivering near, he was on Pleasantburg, delivering near near that KFC and stuff that's down there. He was in a parking lot near that intersection, and an old guy had a heart attack while driving and died in his truck. The truck left the road and went straight into the side of his truck.
Well, what happened with this lady? Why she run the stop sign? But, I mean, she was flying when she did it, too.
Man, that really is the worst. I'd hate that.
Wasn't going too fast. I just pulled away from a stop sign and was taking off trying to get back up to speed, and she come through there and just, I mean, she plowed the truck. Almost turned it over on its side right there when she hit it.
Crazy. For a car to almost flip a truck over, that was an impact.
She knocked the rear axle out from under it, whooped the box, the frame. I mean, she done a number on it.
Out of doing something, I bet her car looked terrible.
God, it fared fairly well for what all had happened. And she was dazed and confused and didn't know where she was at when I got to the car. But other than that, she wasn't in too bad a shape. She wasn't, bleeding everywhere and all that. She just didn't know what world she was in.
That's the way it was before she hit you. KN4 VWA.
Oh, but I can't attest to that part of it.
Said you weren't injured on that thing, bud.
The truck had turned over.
I don't know how it didn't. The left corner of the box right here behind the driver's seat, it was over so far that bottom corner hit the ground.
Something, everything to hold it in place.
It was quite the ride.
What did she hit you with, Patrick?
A Passat.
Just seems like she'd have been spamming a can to do that much damage.
How the hell well the car held up? I thought when I got over there to the car and and I pulled the side curtain airbag back, I wasn't quite sure what I was going to find in there.
Yourself fortunate, and her too. Hey, Daniel, did you say you were on 85?
I crossed 183. I'm now on 186.
I'll let you know that they're working 85 between 153 and Woodruff Road. I mean, they're all over it.
State, or is it DOT?
Two DOTs and either three or four states.
The DOTs that I really don't like, Highway Patrol always leaves us alone. The county mounties hardly ever mess with us at all. But the DOTs, they don't even need a reason to pull you over. They might just pull you over because they like the way your truck looks, or they don't like the way your truck looks. They don't need a reason.
But guys, I'm gonna go ahead and say 73s. I'm at my next stop. So, Daniel, you be safe out there. Steve, you be safe if you're coming on in from your trip this morning. And I will talk to y'all on down the road, KO4HKX. I'll be clear.
And Daniel, that little radio sounded real good. You must be much closer back in.
No.
Performing well for you, my man. That's doing good.
I'm going to drop it and see what happens.
Transmitted on 1 watt?
Half a watt or 1 watt, it has to look, but I know it's not higher than one.
You sound great for 1 watt. That's impressive. But then again, you must, from Jenkinsville right where you are, you must have a clean line of sight to Caesar's Head. You're on 153 now, and I'm headed up 153 to get on 123. And just as soon as I do that, I got to go make one stop at Greering, and I'm going to go watch the inside of my eyelids at the house.
I just came through that intersection about 25 minutes ago.
Well, which way are you headed, west or east?
I'm in Dinkinsville now, and I don't know which way I'm headed now. I'm back to the shop. I'm like a mile from being destinated in Dinkinsville. But after that, I don't know which way I'm headed. I don't even know what truck I'm driving when I get back to the shop. I'm hauling logs, and I don't know what truck I'll be using or where the logs are going. I've got no idea.
One nice thing about your job, at least you get some variety in it, and it's always a challenge. You know, just hauling a box around, I would imagine that just, you know, over long hauls, I imagine that gets a little boring except for the traffic and the scenery. So you got a little something new every day, bud, so that's not a bad job.
I'd say it was a great big grader piece called a pan. I actually went with another driver on that run. They decided to use two people to load and unload this thing. So that was pretty neat. That was on a low boy trailer. And I've driven the low boy before, also with a bulldozer and steamroller on it at the same time. And that was an adventure.
Do you drive them off of your trailer?
Drive them on and off of the trailer.
Well, okay, so you got good experience with heavy track.
I'm a heavy equipment operator. I know kind of sort of how to drive them on and off of the truck, but I have never used them for making a paycheck. There's a big difference. And I would like to get heavy equipment experience, and this is definitely the job that I can get it at. There's pretty much no limit to how much I can learn while I'm here.
Great. And when you say a pan, is that a flat pan scrape?
That is correct. Hang on one second. Boss Man's calling me. It's those great big grader thingies. Hold on. I'm parking this truck real quick, and I may or may not be back on here. I don't know yet. I have no idea what's going on. So If I don't catch you later on, KN4VWA, and I don't remember if Patrick is still in here or not, but KN4VWA and whoever else here, KJ4WZM, and I'll be clear for now.
Be safe out there. Don't drop any bulldozers on your toes, bud. Talk to you later. KN4VWA, clear.
KN4VWA, W4DJW, you home yet?
Oh, I have been to Saluda, Silver Street, and Johnston, South Carolina today, and made it back in time to catch the very end of lunch with my guys over at the barbecue place, and now I'm in Easley. I've just pulled into Hobby Connection over here. I'm going to try to get that battery. I figured out they'll sell me the battery that I need for that Radian for the same price that Horizon will, and I won't have to pay freight. So I'm going to go ahead and get it over here, even though they're just $30 for the battery. So what's up, big guy?
Well, I was going to ask how the club meeting went last night, but I saw Larry sent out an email saying we can send in our dues now. A new place to send them to, but club meeting go okay last night?
Everybody had a good time, and the food wasn't bad, and it was nice to see Gerhardt all cleaned up and nice and decent looking. there was probably, I'd say, 30 people in there.
Okay, well, that's a good turnout. The Buyers Club had their meeting at the same time. We probably had half that many people. But it was virtual. This was the one over at A&P on 14, or where did they have that?
A&P on 14 in that little side room over there. And like I said, it was fun. We had a good time. Let's see. Oh, and I need to get some information from you. Do you remember Jim, the guy that flies with us? Or he's flying quads?
I didn't understand the question. So state the question again.
Jim that was flying the quads, and he had that young lady over there teaching her how to fly quad. And he's also a ham operator.
Okay, yeah, KO4LAO, Jim. Yeah, I remember.
Good to know. I need to write that down real quick. KO4LAO.
Roger. Like L.A. Oh.
My guy that is the president of WCRC.
Yeah.
Foothills also, and he came to the dinner last night, and he has purchased a Balfang.
That's what's his last name?
Hard at home, and I can't remember. And the long and short of it, between Jim and I, we want to get this guy started up in ham radio. So I'm going to get with him, and I'm going to loan him my technician book to get him up to speed on technician as quick as we can. And also, a side subject, just a heads up, Jim wants to get with you as far as mission planner and plotting out some quad automation.
LAO Jim, or the Jim that's flown over at Foothills a few times?
For LAO.
Okay, well, that'll be easy enough. Let's just go up there and just take an airplane, or take both a quadcopter and an airplane up there and fly a couple of missions. No problem. Was he at the meeting?
Oh, yeah. He and his wife were there. And so anyhow, he is very eager to get with you and see your programming and see how you're doing that. And I gave him just a real, real basic rundown on it. And he's going to go over and look at the Arduino. Arduino plane. And then he's going to look at the mission planner and sort of get a baseline before he gets with you.
Okay, I thought he was that far along already, but when he was at the field, he was telling me he used this program that somebody wrote an app for an iPhone or Android, one of them, that looks at what's on the screen and manages it the way you would if you were using your thumbs on the screen. That was a little bit too far away from the controlling the thing for my comfort. I was out of my comfort level. Too many things. Like you could get somebody call your cell phone and that'd be it. You're going down, right? Because the screen changes, right, as soon as somebody calls you or somebody sends you a text message or something like that. That was just, I don't know. They may have modified it to where it can detect that and it can tell your aircraft to hang tight while it's taking care of other business. But anyway, I think that's wise on his part to move over to something that is dedicated to flying, not something that is, you know, halfway between flying and halfway between answering phone calls.
Yeah, and now you know why there's a lot of apps out there that I do not use. And I just don't want crossover between what I'm trying to do and somebody trying to call me. So, anyhow, for the first of the year, we got some folks. I'm going to help out with with getting him up to speed on ham radio, and then you kind of need to get in there with Jim KO4LAO and help him out. So either way, either direction, that ought to be fun.
Yeah, I'm looking up the WCRC club officers. So Joe Duncan. Okay, Joe Duncan is the president. He's not the guy that was the president. The other guy was John something, and he had health problems. John is no longer there. So Joe's the president. Mark Sumner is the vice president. Steve Bain is the secretary, and Gary Levinson is the treasurer. Okay, so yeah, the Joe Duncan, I know him really good. No problem. What was it he wanted to do?
Go ahead and get his technician license. He's got a Baofeng, and he says it's really fun listening to it. He's trying to pick up some good stuff, and I pointed him towards the net for protocols. He can listen in on that. And he is figuring out CHIRP to program that thing, but his will not program. I don't think he's got it. The CHIRP on a Baofeng has got some little idiosyncrasies, and I think I can get around and get his to program for him. But I just need to get together with him and show him how to do some of that stuff. And we need to get him started up and get him pointed in the right direction so we can get his first test.
Well, that's good. Now we've got an amateur radio. My doorbell was ringing. Now my phone's ringing. Hang on a minute. I'll be back in a minute. W4DJW. Too much going on here. K4VWA, W4DJW. Still there? So I was going to say that's your hilltopping too. You only got like a squeak in there. Are you hearing me okay?
Yeah, I got you fine. You say I'm not coming through well?
Well, you are now. Maybe it's something different. Anyway, I was going to say that's good. We got Joe wanting to be in ham radio over on the WCRC club, and we've got Jim who is already there. And Gearhart, who has already told his wife he's thinking about it. So we're starting to make inroads into the airplane clubs for amateur radio. That's pretty cool.
We'll get these guys all set up. Well, wait a minute. You know, Gearhart, what he's talking, he's not all that far from retirement.
1 year. He's got 1 year to go before he's retired, and he's going to stay over here in the U.S.
We'll have somebody we can pound around with a little bit. Well, I don't know. If his wife will allow us to, you know, be around, not influencing too much.
Did Mark, was Mark at the meeting last night? Mark Sumner, the guy that flies the kites?
I did not see him.
Okay, he's the one that came out to our airfield the other day in his work truck, and he had to leave while we were flying. Remember him?
What you're talking about, I don't want to say that he was not there, but I will say that I didn't see him out there. I didn't spot him. I don't think he was there.
Okay, we need to work on him with amateur radio, too. He's like a member of all three clubs, Campobello, Foothills, and WCRC. So he's not, you know, adverse to joining multiple clubs.
I tell you what, and see, he's already probably fairly well versed in two-way radio because I think he has that in his Greer truck, doesn't he?
Ham radio in his work truck? No, I don't think so.
Radio in his truck, but a city frequency.
No, he very well may have. I don't know. I don't know what he does. Do you know what he does? He works for the city of Greer.
Yeah, that was a Greer municipal vehicle he was driving.
I know. I remember him saying that the city of Greer was asking him one time about flying for them, about doing some kind of flying for sheriff's department or something like that. I don't know exactly what it was, but I knew he worked for the government. I didn't know specifically what he did for them.
And see, that's why I don't know if he's got a two-way radio in that truck or not, because I don't know what he does for the city of Greer, but that was a Greenville municipal vehicle he was driving over the field the other day.
So it's kind of chilly out there today. Were you going to go flying later on today, tonight, or this evening?
But I still have to get back to the house, and I've got a small errand I got to run, but I can probably run that at 5:30 or 6 after that. But I really would love to try out that Bloody Wonder. I've got it ready to go in that new body, or a new fuselage. And there is no digital interference at all. And I've got the Radian, but it's a little bit windy out there for that Radian. As a matter of fact, it might be a little bit too windy to fly at all today. I'm in Easley, sitting in front of the Hobby Connection, and the trees are swishing around pretty good.
How did you get rid of the digital noise?
I moved the ESC vertical instead of horizontal in the bottom of the fuselage. Okay? And I also put it in where with the battery all the way forward, the receiver is right there at the back of the battery. And the ESC, and that is also forward of the aileron servo by about an inch. Now, the ESC is positioned back a bit.
So does that mean you have electrical wires running right down beside the high power wires running right down beside the receiver? Yeah, that might be a problem. I'm just warning you. I mean, you might get away with it. I've gotten away with it in the past, but I usually try to keep the high power wires, the ones that have a lot of, you know, they make current checkers that you can just push a button and it kind of opens up a little clamp and you put the clamp around the wire and it clamps shut and then you can measure the current that's going through it. That field that is used to tell you how much current is flowing through that wire, that field will mess up a receiver.
Well, let's put it this way. Everywhere that I have had that receiver positioned, in the old one and in the new one, the wires run along the bottom of the bottom half, and the receiver is attached to the upper
fuselage.
The upper when it's flying upside down, or the upper when it's flying right side up? Which half is up? The upper that the wing is attached to, or the upper that is in your hand turned upside down when you're holding on to it?
Wing attached.
Okay, that's the same way mine is, except it's all the way behind all of the high power wires up in that little box that goes out to the tail. I get it as far away from those high power wires as I can.
Okay. All right, well, we'll just have to check it out and see what it does. Maybe I'll have to range check it. But anyhow, well, let me run on in here and get this battery real quick and see what I can come up with in there. If I can get this battery, get it back home and get it charged, I'm going to take in that old Trilogy battery that I was trying to put in it, and I'm going to measure the new one and see if it's actually any smaller than the one I was trying to pack in it. Because if it's not, there's no point in buying the Spectrum battery. So, anyhow, let me run in there and do that, and then I'll call you back on the radio in about 20 or 30 minutes on the way home, okay?
All right, sounds good. That's a Turnigy battery. You said Trilogy. I couldn't figure out what you mean. Now I figured out that's Turnigy. Yeah, and we need to plan a trip down to WCRC to go see Joe to reinforce his desire to get into ham radio. Catch you in a little bit. K4VWA, W4DJW, clear.
K4VWA, clear.